And we're back here on Energy Wise with Ilya Benish from the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. So with that look at cold roofs, now tell me about the hot roof.
Yes, the hot roof. Well, the hot roof, it's a different design, and basically they're doing exactly the opposite when they're building a hot roof. They're not venting at all, and that pretty much relies on lots of insulation to keep that roof system working. By removing the venting, you're taking some risks in Fairbanks simply because we get so much snow, and so the proper design of that hot roof becomes a lot more critical. It's not to say it can't be done, but the amount of insulation you might need in Fairbanks to prevent that roof deck from getting warm enough to cause thawing when we have a lot of snow could be pretty darn expensive. I'm not saying it's impossible with sprayed-in foam. You might be able to get some results, but sort of as a general rule, I would probably want to avoid a hot roof in the Fairbanks area.
Okay. Now, what about hot roofs in other places?
Well, that's a little bit of a different story. They certainly have their place. What I'm thinking of offhand here is that, unlike Fairbanks, areas where you've got a lot of wind that can sweep across a roof, especially real fine snow, you get all kinds of air currents, and if you've got a vented roof, that snow can drift inside there. I've seen that in Summit. They've had several feet in a couple of the cabins up there just build up because that snow blows across and then hits a wall and it works its way right up straight into the vent. You wouldn't even think it could get in that way, but in a case like that, you're not building up snow because the wind is keeping it off of the roof, and so you would need less insulation and you could pretty much get away with building a really well insulated roof, and actually for there, it might be the best choice.
So it seems like with a cold roof you have problems or potential problems. With a hot roof you have potential problems. Is there one that's better than the other? Is there one that's more prone to problems in the Fairbanks area?
I think, you know, everything ultimately boils down to how well it was detailed and designed. And so I think both can function pretty well. I think I'd be a little more concerned with a hot roof just because of all of the extra insulation you would have that would be needed to keep that top of the roof from thawing. If you can keep the snow shoveled off of it, you could probably get away with it. But overall, I think as a better choice for Fairbanks would be a vented roof.
Now tell me about what you put on your roof as first contact, whether it be shingles or whatever you're going to use.
Well, right on top of the plywood or the OSB you've got as roof sheathing, you usually would have a continuous layer staggered of either felt paper or some kind of an adhesive membrane. That's kind of your fail-safe for any water that gets through what's on top of that. Two typical materials we use in Fairbanks are either metal roofing or shingles. Both work pretty well. Kind of an interesting thing to point out with metal roofing is that we do get a lot of basically extremes in temperatures, and sometimes in the summer you can hear a metal roof creaking a little bit as it's expanding really quickly when the sun's beating down on it. We've seen that over time. We're speculating here a little bit, but because that metal expands and contracts with the seasons imperceptibly, it actually can work those screws loose. I've seen roofs where those screws have been up maybe an eighth or a quarter inch. That means they're not sealed tight to the metal, so you may have a leakage area there if you're not sealed well underneath. So it's something kind of to be aware of when you're up on a roof. One other thing is metal roofs can be pretty slick. Snow loves to slide off of those, so snow stops are a cheap investment when you look at the fact that if you get a lot of snow, you could lose a deck in the spring, or you could crush a car top or something like that, which is not unheard of, believe me.
Let's say I have an older house and I want to fix my roof or replace my roof in some way. Is it worth it to try and change a roof? Can I go from a hot roof to a cold roof, or a cold roof to a hot roof, or anything like that?
You certainly could. It's probably very case-dependent in a matter of economics, and I just think that because there's some inherent risks with the hot roof in Fairbanks, I probably would avoid that. Once again, it's not impossible, but typically on a retrofit, you would want to pretty much fix the venting problems and put more insulation in, and if that means you have to build the roof up a little more, that's probably the best way to go. But it's, like I said, it's so case-dependent, it's kind of hard to tell. But I think the cold roof is probably the best bet.
Now, I know a guy who has a house, and he doesn't have gutters on his house, and sometimes water runs down the face, and you know, makes its way into some odd places. What should I tell this guy that I know?
Well, lack of gutters can be trouble brewing in a lot of different ways. Yeah, you can get some incidental damage in the fascia and the roof, and that can rot, and then you have to do some replacing. I would be more concerned about in the spring when the ground is frozen, you've got all this runoff. The ground can't absorb that moisture, so where's it going to go? If you don't have good grading next to the house and you don't have gutters, the ground isn't sloped away, the odds are pretty high that you're going to get water running towards your foundation, and that's really the last place you want it, because then you're starting introducing moisture into places where it can do a lot more than just cosmetic damage.
Now, in terms of moisture and running down fascias and things like that, what about frost? If I can get frost on my roof, that's probably not a good thing either.
No, that's very true. Typically, what you see with the frost is it's around gable vents or places in the roof up high, maybe in log places where a log is coming through, you'll see frost building up around that. That's a really good sign. You've got some air leakage, and it's coming out of the roof somewhere. If you've got a truss roof, you know, you usually have an attic with a big vent on the end that you can climb inside and look around. Once you get in there, usually the problems are pretty clear. You'll see some frost build up on the bottom of the roof. Often you can trace it back to a bathroom vent that wasn't sealed right, or a can light maybe in a cathedral ceiling in a kitchen. Once again, it's not unheard of that people install bathroom vents and just throw the ducting up in the attic and they never run it out. So I really wouldn't want to take anything for granted in that case. If you've got frost building up outside, big old frosty beard, there's a problem and it should be pretty easy to find.
Now, let's say I have some moisture in my roof and maybe, you know, I have a few problems with some wet insulation, but that's okay because it dries out in the summertime. No problem, right?
Well, yeah, if you're lucky, that's very true. If you don't have good venting or the moisture problem is significant enough, it may not dry out fast enough before you start getting rot and mold. And so I wouldn't want to rely on the fact that, yes, it's a small leak, and so, yeah, my insulation in the roof's a little wet, but it always goes away. In the springtime, there's always that mystery where the first few warm days of spring, people will see water running out of the top of their wall where the roof is or near the window. And, you know, that's the stuff you can't see. You've got some air leakage around an electrical box, or maybe the vapor barrier wasn't put in right, and all winter long you've been leaking air into a place in the roof that's basically invisible to you, but that's not a roof leak. It's not because the snow is thawing. Typically, it's because something inside the roof itself is thawing out. It's certainly possible you could have a roof leak, but if it only happens in the spring and it doesn't happen in the summer when it's raining, I would be inclined to look more for some kind of a penetration in the roof vapor barrier that's causing air to get into the insulation and freeze there. Actually, that's another point I'd like to make too, is that your R value and your insulating ability of your insulation will plummet once it gets wet. So yeah, it may dry out, but then the whole winter, if it's frozen inside there, you're losing a lot of money too if it's bad enough, because everything's soaked. It's now a conductor more than it is an insulator, so it's a whole other thing to think about there too. I think the bottom line is, if you see any signs of problems like that, it'd be pretty good to address them.
Now, where can people go if they want to learn more about roofing here in Alaska?
I would look at the local builders associations, any of the licensed and bonded contractors that are established. They've been doing it for a long time. At CCHRC here, we've got a library. There are a lot of resources here. We're also open to answering questions if people want to call up. We have time to talk to people about their roof problems. And so there is a lot of resources out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Ilya. And thanks for joining us for EnergyWise once again.
You're certainly welcome, Ty.
If you want to submit a question to EnergyWise, email us at energywise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on EnergyWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/CES or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at www.cchrc.org. Get EnergyWise. Save money. Become sustainable.